Rick Offerman, Offerman Wood Shop, Midwest. Favorites: person, wife Kathy, team, Cubs. Shoe size, 10 3/4. Male singers, Frank Patterson, Ed Ames. Female singers, Kate Smith, Joe Stafford. Song, My Cup Runneth Over. Mouthwash, Balvenie. Mouthwash I Can Afford, Christian Brothers Brandy with Honey. Politician, he died in 1865, was honest and a man of few words. Isn't that something? Rules, the U.S. Constitution. Bird, Sandhill Crane. Color, 40 Shades of Green. Bait, Nightcrawlers. Well, actually, half a nightcrawler. Use the smart end first. I love my dad. I also must add that I love my mom. She's about as heroic as a person can be, and my dad will be the first to tell you that in the parade of our family, she is the clear grand marshal. Dad, however, is the one with whom I spent so much time swinging a hammer, so he gets more coverage in the woodworking book. My dad is very inspirational to me and worthy of much praise and exposition, which is why I have written a good deal about him in my previous books. Here I'll focus instead specifically on what a big deal it has been to indulge in woodworking with my dad. We call him Rico, suave optional. When I was a kid in school, my dad taught junior high social studies and geography in the neighboring town to Manuka, Shanahan. The students from both Manuka and Shanahan junior high schools then went on to attend Manuka High School, so-called because it was physically located in Manuka, although I suppose it would have been fair to call it Shanuka High School, combining the two names like we did for the youth football league, the Shanuka Braves, and the newspaper, Shanuka Weekly. I'm afraid my sweet little hometown is as guilty of insensitive sports team names as my fictional television home of Pawnee, Indiana, and their previous team name, the Dishonest Savages. Part of the American experience, I guess, indulging in the nostalgia of traditional team sports versus being decent to all the folk, especially the ones who got such a deal as raw as that of the indigenous tribes. Anyway, when I finally arrived in high school, half of the students were from Shanahan, and so were new friends to me, but they had already been in my dad's classes. Now, I had just turned 14, so I was at that age at which young adolescents tend to bristle and bridle against the authority of their parents, and I was no exception to this rule. My dad really didn't seem to be on the same page with me at this juncture, particularly regarding my slavish devotion to George Michael and the study of the dance, by which I, of course, mean the breakdance. Any given morning before school, a passerby might have witnessed me screaming in my cracking pubescent voice things like, "Dad, you don't even understand rap. Ugh, you're totally the opposite of fresh." You can imagine my surprise then when these new compatriots in the halls of high school informed me that my dad was everybody's favorite teacher. Despite my horror to hear of this betrayal on the part of my peers, it eventually became clear to me that my dad, who was legitimately voted as the favorite teacher every year, fomented this adoration by simply caring. He's nice. He's funny, sure, but more important, he really just gives a dang. When I hearkened back to all the effort my dad used to put into his classes, like hand-making these quizzes and tests that always caught my eye because they looked like fun, which they were because he made them with love, it became clear that he was also my favorite teacher. Or he could have been if he had only paid a little more attention to the social relevance of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Since my teenage confusion thankfully and eventually passed at age 27 or so, Woodworking has been a substantial source of bonding for my dad and me. We love to inspect each other's shop to ask questions and point out whatever little innovation we've cooked up, even if it's just a cool wall hook that keeps the door open when it's breezy out but doesn't require the bending over of operating a floor wedge. Dad sometimes comes up with his own way of doing things, which is one of the joys of woodworking. My brother Matt and I have inherited this trait from him, and sometimes we get it right and sometimes we get it wrong, but even when we're doing something in a way that is best described as back-asswards, the fact that we thought it up, it's our way, fills us with pride in our work. This is another intangible benefit to woodworking. Whether you've made a spoon or a canoe paddle, when you hand it to a person and they say, "How did you do this?" as though you have learning in the ways of wizardry, it brings forth a welling of pride that I can't describe. I can only encourage you to seek out that feeling for yourself, because it feels pretty darn special.